This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Tomorrow night's game is the first of four Colorado Avalanche hockey matches postponed until after Christmas due to a COVID outbreak. At least five players have the virus. More than 3.2 million people signed a petition asking Governor Polis to change the 110-year sentence for the truck driver who lost his brakes and killed four people in Metro Denver. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Rogel Aguilera Mederos was sentenced earlier this week to a term that most people convicted of serious murder charges don't get. The judge said he didn't have much of a choice in the matter, given Colorado's sentencing structure. And some lawmakers and advocates say this is something they will likely take up this legislative session. A spokesman for Polis said on Friday the governor would need to see a formal application for clemency in order to do anything with the trucker's case. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Both Colorado senators now favor limiting use of the filibuster, the rule requiring 60 votes for most bills to pass. Senator John Hickenlooper this week joined Senator Michael Bennett, who has long supported reforming the filibuster rule. The U.S. Soccer Federation has named midfielder Lindsey Horan top female player of the year. She grew up in Golden and currently plays in Portland. Horan's played professionally for a decade, including on the U.S. women's national team, and she helped the U.S. win bronze during the Summer Olympics in Japan. Lower elevations down to 15 degrees tonight, below zero in the mountains. This is CPR News.